Well, that's Marv Levy. Let's first start with you, Sam, at that game yesterday. When you've got a young quarterback, maybe you can accelerate his sense of confidence by going to a no huddle. What happened yesterday in the game?
Well, you know, he hadn't played in a year and a half, and so I think he did okay for the time he was in there. He threw for two touchdown passes, Campbell did, and he was 19 for 34, 196 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions, and so I think he did good. I mean, he had to be, you know, a little bit rusty because Joe did not put him into the game until this time, and I think, you know, it was time for quarterback changes. But they drafted him number one last year and just did not play him, and they're doing the same thing with the linebacker that they drafted from Miami. This year, he hasn't been in the game except to run down on the kickoffs. I do not understand coaching anymore. I really don't. I'll be the first to admit it. And coaches are the ones that's making decisions in rule changes, and they're the ones that said that put in the rule that basically the quarterbacks can't call their own plays anymore. You know, they're just out there and just doing what the coach tells them to do every time the guy calls it. So that's the thing that I complain about. You know, I feel sorry for quarterbacks because they got to play against guys like Butkus, Nitschke, me, Bednarik, and they're going to get hit a lot.
Well, Len, let's talk about that. How important and helpful was it for you early in your career, before you became a regular starting quarterback, to get in there where your team's down in the fourth quarter, you got to throw the pass, you know, the last two, three, 4 minutes? Did that really give you the kind of experience that you could help with your confidence, your focus, your understanding of the game?
You're talking about me and my early days?
Hell, those early days.
I never got into any games, but... You have to perform at that level, at that speed, to really understand how tough the game is, and you have to get it. I often wondered about that because I sat on the bench for 5 years. You know, why is it the quarterbacks can't play a few plays? You know, for one thing, as a player, if you know that you're going into the game and you don't know when, you're going to be better prepared than if every week after week after week you're sitting on the bench and you're not getting any game time, and only if the other starting quarterback gets hurt. And I go back to what Herm Edwards did when Pittsburgh was blowing out Kansas City. They have a young quarterback, Brody Croyle, out of Alabama. They said they wanted to get him some experience, to have him know what the speed of the game is in professional football compared to college football. And he made the ultimate mistake, which didn't matter because they were going to lose the game anyway. He tried to force a ball out in the flat when the linebacker had the angle and intercepted the thing, ran in for a touchdown. But at least he discovered in that short time he was out there, you know, how much he needs to learn to be able to compete at the professional level compared to the collegiate level. But Herm Edwards is doing a heck of a job of playing young people, with the exception of the quarterback, because yesterday the game was decided. The play was an interception in the end zone on first down, when quarterback Brooks was trying to get it to Randy Moss, and Jared Page, a rookie strong safety, read the quarterback because he telegraphed where he was going, jumped in front of him, and intercepted the ball, and that ended the ball game and gave Kansas City a victory. Oakland very easily could have beaten the Chiefs yesterday because, number one, it's first and goal from the 8, and if a guy isn't open, throw it away. You got 3 other downs to try to do it, but that was a big mistake by the quarterback. But, you know, you only learn by getting out there and playing.